What's up, guys? Justin, the Guardian Allstead, and I am super excited to be bringing you a podcast preview of some of the new cards from our upcoming set, Revelation of John. Super, super excited for this set. We put a lot of hard work and many hours of testing and discussion and trying to make this set the best it can possibly be. Back in the fall when we were kind of just starting out to work on this set, our team was actually a little bit nervous. The Cloud of Witnesses, the set that we released last year, was so successful and just so well received that we were a little bit nervous and just kind of thought, wow, how can we follow up a set that good? Are we going to be able to do that again? Cloud of Witnesses brought a lot of new strategies. Certainly introduced some powerful strategies that we saw at last year's Nationals and other tournaments. And obviously we took that into consideration when we were shaping this set. We were a little bit nervous, but I really think that we have followed it up with another great set. Revelation is just such a crazy book, so much going on, so many different imagery and things happening, and it's just going to be really cool to be able to share this set with you guys as we preview cards and then as it gets released in the next couple of months. So today I'm going to share 10 cards that interact with the reserve. If you don't know what the reserve is, go back a few posts on Land of Redemption where Gabe explains this concept of the reserve that we are introducing this year. The reserve can hold 10 cards, so I decided I am going to preview 10 cards that interact with the reserve. A few of these have already been shown on the forum, so you might have seen them already, but I'm going to talk a little bit about each one. So the first one we're going to do is card number 13 from the set. It is the Seventh Seal. It's a Covenant with colors of white, silver, and teal. Special ability reads, on activation, you may search deck or reserve for a card with trumpet in the title. At any time, you may discard this card to withdraw all non-human characters. So this is a really cool card because it really fits so well with the verse. The verse is from Revelation 8, and it's in that chapter. The scene that John describes is the seventh seal being broken. The trumpet had just sounded and the seal was broken, and then it says there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Now obviously we don't really know what that's going to mean, what exactly that's going to entail, but to us, first the interaction with the trumpets. So we've got obviously the trumpets from the warrior set. We've got some new trumpets in this set. We've got some trumpets that aren't necessarily from Revelation, but cards from past sets like Trumpet Blast and Trumpet and Sword. And that's why we decided to give this card teal, because it's going to be a really cool card to fit into some teal decks that use some of those trumpet enhancements. Then the second part of the ability, you may discard this card to withdraw all non-human characters. And what we kind of wanted to do with this was give angels and demons a sort of unholy writ type battle or a way to stop them. For a long time, one of the reasons that angels have been so strong is because cards like Unholy Writ and Magic Charms can't target them. So we wanted to create an artifact that could kind of have a similar type effect. It's not going to capture them, but it is going to be able to withdraw them. And then the cool thing about this is it can be used for offense or defense. If your opponent is playing with a demon defense, you could use this to potentially win the battle. Or if they're using an angel's offense, you could also use this to get a successful block. So this is going to be a really versatile card. It's kind of an inset counter to a lot of the cards that we're printing, obviously, in Revelation. Lots of angels, lots of demons. It's also effective against other non-human defenses like animal defenses. So that kind of another little way to use it. But it's going to be a really versatile card. And yeah, I think it's going to end up in a lot of decks. The next card we're going to go to is card number 21, and that card is actually a Lost Soul. And as some of you have already seen, we are going to give the soul Lost Soul nicknames are going to be right on the cards. So this Lost Soul is called the Darkness Lost Soul. It comes from the Book of Job. And the verse says, "When I expected good, then evil came. When I waited for light, then darkness came." The card's special ability says, "If this card is put in your territory by an opponent's ability, or if you have no evil characters in territory, you may search deck or reserve for an evil character and put it in play." This was a Lost Soul that I actually kind of had the original idea for. It's an ability that I believe has showed up on the new card ideas form in a couple different ways over the years. Basically, the goal is for this Lost Soul. It's going to put you in a situation where you're not going to be forced to give up a free Lost Soul because you don't have an evil character. One of the most frustrating things for me, and I think for a lot of people, is when you draw a Lost Soul, but you don't draw an evil character to defend it. So, this one is going to work if you don't have an evil character in your territory, or if it's put in your territory by an opponent's ability. So if they use, say, the Awake Lost Soul, or they use the Lawless Lost Soul, to pull this one out of your deck, you are going to be able to then search your deck or your reserve for an evil character and put it in play. This is also going to help those games where turn one you don't draw an evil character in your opening hand, but maybe you draw this Lost Soul and then you're able to put one in play. Now, sometimes your opponent's still going to have an attack that you just can't block, but at least you have an option. That's really what we want to go for. We're trying to encourage the battle phase, trying to take away instances where it's just a free Lost Soul. Because you don't even have a choice, because you don't have a blocker. So this Lost Soul, I think, is going to show up in a lot of decks. It's one of the cards that can get, several a non-specific card out of the reserve. Obviously, it's an evil character, but you could have, several evil characters in your reserve to choose from, and you could pick the one that is going to help you the most, hopefully. So, expect to see this one show up a lot in this year's new decks. All right, next one we're going to talk about is card number 72. We're going to jump quite a ways down the list, and this card is an angel from the altar, one of our new revelation angels. His ability reads: "You may banish up to X evil cards in a discard pile, or you may exchange a good card in hand with a good card in reserve. Cannot be negated if Golden Altar is in play." If you're wondering what Golden Altar might be, you're going to have to wait on that one. We're not spoiling that one quite yet, but maybe you'll see it in the upcoming days, or maybe by the time this podcast goes out, maybe it will have been spoiled. We'll see. So anyway, this guy interacts with the reserve in a really cool way, basically allowing you to exchange any good card in your hand with a good card in your reserve. So if you have an enhancement that is not going to be very effective against your opponent's defense, you can just exchange that one to reserve, and hopefully you've got something in there that can be of more use to you for that particular situation. You'll notice that the art is, I believe, from the original Entertaining Angels card. Really cool piece of artwork. I really like this card. Warrior class, that's going to be significant for other reasons that you'll find out later. But yeah, just a really solid card. One thing to keep in mind, and this was asked on the forum, but just want to clarify here, while dominance cannot start in your reserve, that's going to be part of the rules, but the reserve, they cannot start in your reserve, they can be in your reserve. If you have a good dominant in your hand and you don't necessarily need it at that moment, you can send a good dominant to your reserve. With this exchange ability, and then you might be able to, hopefully you'll be find a way to pull that dominant out later when you do need it. And there's a couple ways to do that, but just wanted to kind of point that out. Might not be very obvious right away, but it's a fun little strategy that I used once or twice during play testing, and I think it could be a fun way to protect your dominance if you want to do that. Next card we're going to look at is the very next card on the list, number 73, Angels of Wrath. And this guy says you may search deck or reserve for a card with Wrath in the title, cannot be interrupted. And this card is referring to the angels who had the seven bowls of God's wrath. And so they can search for a card with Wrath in the title. Yes, that does include evil cards. You'll notice it does not say good card. One of the things that we decided to do with this set is that there's some cards that are good cards that might benefit other evil cards, and there's some evil cards that might benefit some good cards. So much of what happens in Revelation is kind of is God working through, sometimes working through evil situations, and all being for His glory. So sometimes you might see a good card that actually has a benefit for a different evil card. I'm sure you guys can think of an enhancement or two, an evil enhancement or two with Wrath in the title. But this guy searches out, so for any card with Wrath in the title, and I'm sure we'll be seeing some more of those in this set. Next card we're going to look at is just a few down the list, card number 76, and that is Servant Angel, 3/4 Warrior Class Revelation Angel. His ability says you may draw X, limit 3, or search deck or reserve for Heavenly Temple or a Heavenly Temple artifact. Cannot be interrupted. You'll notice a few things with this card. We have the Heavenly Temple, which I don't believe has been previewed yet, but something that you can look forward to seeing in the upcoming days and weeks, as well as Heavenly Temple artifacts. So this guy has a draw ability where X is the number of your Revelation Angels, limit 3. So this guy's going to be kind of the speed aspect or the draw aspect of the Revelation offense. So it's going to be a really cool character. If you don't want to draw, he has the search for a Heavenly Temple or Temple artifact, and there's going to be plenty of those that you're going to want to include in your Revelation offense. And then this guy has the cannot be interrupted, nice little bonus. We'd like to keep that. Maybe like to put that on cards with search abilities, because one thing we don't necessarily like is searches being undone, because that kind of wastes game time. So this is definitely going to be a central hero for the Revelation offense, and yeah, going to be a really fun hero to use. All right, let's jump a little ways down the list to card number 85, and that is the Woman with Child. Her ability reads Protected from Demons. You may search deck or reserve for a child is born or a good dominant. If it is Son of God, this cannot be interrupted. So this is a white 612 hero, and this is actually considered to be the same unique hero as Mary, the mother of Jesus. So while it doesn't really have the Mary title, we do finally have a new version of Mary, who for so long has only been a well, we have the 6/6 limited version, unlimited version, the Christmas promo, which isn't terribly exciting if you're not familiar with that. It simply gains 3/3 in the month of December. So we finally have a Mary card that's going to be pretty fun to use. And very thematic card, searches deck or reserve for a child is born, which is going to see a lot of play, or at least it should. If you're playing a white deck, there's going to be no reason not to put a child is born, at least in your reserve, because of the increase in angel or demon defenses, and that's just going to be a really strong combo. Really strong card in this in the next meta. Remember I mentioned earlier about the angel at the altar being able to put good dominants, exchange them into the reserve. Well, here's someone that can pull those dominants back out of the reserve And then you'd be able to use them. So this is a really fun hero. Gets a thematic bonus if the dominant you search for is Son of God. Otherwise, it can be interrupted. This is one of those few searches that we didn't want it to be. I mean, it's really strong already. We want it to be strongest if you get Son of God. But if you pull out another good dominant, such as Angel of the Lord or Grapes of Wrath, we didn't necessarily want all of those searches to be cannot be interrupted. So, yeah. So that is the woman with child. All right. Next one we're going to go is down to card number 120, and we are going to find one of the demons from this new set. Card number 120 is a reprint of the Frog Demons. So Frog Demons are an evil character that was from the original set. They were reprinted as a promo. They were reprinted in the Warrior set, and now we have an orange Frog Demons. They are a 3/3 orange evil character, a beast demon. They are considered generic, and a little interesting fun thing, they are limit 3 per deck. So you are actually able to use 3 of these guys in your type 1 deck, even if it's only 50, 56 cards. You can use up to 3 of them if you so choose. The ability says you may search deck or reserve for a human king. May ban two frog demons, red dragon, the false prophet, or beast from the sea. Cannot be negated if an angel is in battle. So the verse talks about three frog demons coming out of the mouth of the false prophet, out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. So these guys can all band to those characters, and then cannot be negated if an angel is in battle. So even stronger in those situations. So these should be a fun little character. And then they get the search for a human king. So if you decide to splash some kings into your demon revelation defense, then your frog demons will be a great character to add with that as well. All right, going right along. Next card on the list, number 121, is the Deceiver. This is going to be a really good evil character. We expect this to show up in a lot of decks. He is a little 3/2 demon, and he says you may exchange this card with a human evil character in deck or reserve. Cannot be prevented. So this guy is actually going to be most effective in decks that are primarily human-based defenses. Because he's kind of like your angel under of the winds or angel under the oak for judges, where he goes and gets any human evil character that you need for that particular block. So very versatile card, goes to the deck or the reserve. Kind of we'll talk about the reserve and some strategies for that, but just being able to put a couple different evil characters in there that you might possibly want, and then getting them out with this guy, that's going to be a really, really strong play. Probably a pretty common play that will start to show up. All right, let's keep going down to the next one, and that is going to be card number 124, and that is Dragon's Minions. This is an XX orange evil character. X is the number of Revelation evil characters in play, so his numbers are variable. He says you may search deck or reserve for an evil Revelation enhancement. Cannot be negated unless a warrior class angel is in battle. So this guy is going to be able to get any enhancement that you need from your deck, or if you throw a few in the reserve. So he's going to be a really popular choice as well for Revelation demon defense. Basically goes and gets if you need a negate, if you need a battle winner, or any of the other cards that Orange has. Just a really solid evil character, and expected him to see a lot of play as well. Our final card is going to be Blasphemies. This is card number 125. It is a territory class, evil orange evil enhancement, numbers of 4/2. It says you may search deck or reserve for a curse or red dragon. If used during battle, negate and discard a good card. Cannot be prevented if an angel is in battle. So you can use this guy, this card, to pull out your a curse or your red dragon evil character, or if you use, and then if you use it during battle, you get to negate and discard a good card. So pretty flexible card. Gets the CBP bonus if you're blocking an angel. So yeah, really, really strong card. Expect to see this in pretty much any Revelation demon defense, and going to be a really solid card for that deck. All right, so that was 10 cards. You'll notice that we have the numbers and the icon on there. We don't have all of these set rarities nailed down yet. So if you are wondering if any of these cards are going to be rare, we haven't finalized those yet. We're still working on that part. Another thing to remember is that all these cards are subject to change. We are still making minor tweaks to wording. Part of the reason that we preview these cards is so that you guys can look at these and give us feedback. If you notice something that doesn't look right or doesn't seem like it's worded right, please let us know. We've had a few of those situations with some of the previewed cards already, and we are very thankful to those people who notice those little things. You know, it's been mentioned before. I think Gabe talks about it, has talked about it on one of his posts, but we get so familiar with these cards that a lot of times we think we know what they're supposed to do, but we don't, but the wording isn't quite right, and we don't see it because we're not looking at that. And there's just so many of them that we get too familiar with them, and we sometimes overlook things. So that's one of the big reasons we've been doing card previews, you know, the past couple of years, basically letting you guys be a part of the process in making these cards. That's one of the things that I'm really excited for, that Rob has allowed us to do, is just is to get everyone involved. You know, not everyone can be on the playtest team, you know, or on the Elder team. But we can definitely use your assistance as we finalize these cards. And it also gives you a chance to kind of plan. You might see some deck ideas already that you want to try based on these cards. And this is going to give you a little more time to kind of plan before you actually are able to buy the cards when they're released in a couple months. So anyway, that's going to be it for now. Hope you guys enjoyed this little preview spoiler. Again, leave some comments, leave some feedback, either here on Land of Redemption or on the Redemption forum. Really excited, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Brought to you by Land of Redemption and Three Lions Gaming. Visit threelionsgaming.com for all of your redemption needs.